all of us seen that farm and ranch town change overnight into an oil boom town. She jumped from a hay and a green corn crossroads, counting us 300 good souls, Indians, Negroes, whites, are equally scattered out there inside the city's limits. We counted eyes and noses after the big oil field was dug down. After the roughneck, ditch digger, tonk bucker, team skinner, boiler maker, and the new law, and the new judge, and the new whore got into town. Snooze dippers, the plug chars, the high risers, and the easy rollers, and the mothers, and the fathers, and all their oily kids got into town. We counted dead eyes and live eyes one more time. Our little farmy ranch town had 5,000, 8,000, 10,000. Woke up next morning, counted drunks and sobers, and she run 10,000 over. Okima had become one of the loudest, singin'est, square dancin'est, cussin'est, fightin'est, bleedin'est, gun club and razor carryin'est of all those farmy ranch towns, because she changed into an oil boom town. Well, after that oil boom got underway, I got me a job walking the streets selling newspapers. I stuck my head into every door, not so much to sell a paper, but just to try and figure out where incarnation so many loud, yelling folks were struggling. Traveling musicians hit town, made the rounds, and rambled on down the road. Quick as they'd hit the streets, I'd find them, park myself on a car fender, and listen to them play. Hear players, folks call them, because they picked up their music without ever reading the notes, learning more and more songs everywhere they went. Fiddlers that made their violins out of old oil cans, strict bow fiddlers. Blind and religious players rattling old tin cups. War veterans played mouth organs through shrapnel holes in their throats. Negroes blowed the railroad blues. Indians chanted up and down the curve, and ballad singers of every kind and every color hit those oil boom towns. There was very little of their kind of music that I didn't soak up. Get out of Okima. I hit the road. I found me a few little jobs helping a water well driller, hoeing figs, irrigating strawberries in the sandy land. I hit Pampa in the panhandle of Texas, and I stuck there a while. Then the dust storms began to blow. No rain. I mean, not one damn drop of rain. It got so dry you had to prime yourself to spit. Grasshoppers had to break jump three times in order to break even. On the 14th day of April in 1935, there struck the worst of the storms that ever filled the sky. You can see that dust storm coming. The cloud was death like black, and through our mighty nation left a dreadful track. It covered up our cities like a curtain of black drawn down. We thought it was our judgment. We thought it was our doom. And a storm struck at sundown and lasted through the night. When we woke up next morning, we seen a terrible sight. Outside our windows, where wheat fields once had grown, was now a rippling ocean of dust the wind wrestling with the dust storms there in Texas. Till we wore the house out trying to keep her clean, we finally had to trade it off to a colony of groundhogs for a prairie dog hotel. Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Where the price is up and the rain come down, I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money. Bought food and groceries, clothes, reared back, raised me a family. But the rain quit, the dust rose high, and a big old dust storm filled the sky. So I traded that farm for a Ford machine and filled it full of this gasoline. Started out across the mountains in California. Way out yonder in the mountain road, I had a hot engine and a heavy load. I was going fast, I wasn't even stopping, just bouncing up and down like popcorn and popcorn. I had a breakdown, some kind of a nervous bust down kind of thing. There was this fellow there, mechanic fella. He said I had engine trouble. Way out yonder in the mountain road, way out in that piney wood, I give that old Ford a shove, fixing the coast as far as I could, commencing coasting. Picking up speed, come a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Lordy, now I'm telling you, the guitars and fiddles really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, sailed halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over that mountain. Got to California so damn broke, so damn hungry, thought I'd croak. Fired up a spud or two, and the wife, she cooked a tater stew. We shoved the kids full of it. Everybody thin. Everybody running around like a tribe of thermometers. Lordy, now I'm a-telling you that really was a mighty thin stew. So damn thin, so thin I mean, through if you could read a magazine. See the pretty pictures. Swimming pools and palm trees. Food on the table. Always that thought, always that figured, if that stew had been just a little bit thinner. Some there politicians, the honest ones. Even they could have seen through it.
Lots of folks back east, they say, leaving home every day, hitting a hot and dusty trail to the California line. Across the desert sands, they're all heading out of that old dust bowl. Think they're heading for a sugar bowl. This is what they find. 'Cause the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today.
And if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, ain't got the do-re-mi, you'd better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't like it so hard if you ain't got the do-re-mi. You just want to have a little farm that can't do nobody harm. Take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Trade home for a wrecked car, better stay just where you are. Better take this little tip from me. 'Cause I look through those one ads every day. And the one ads in the paper always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas. Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't like it so hard if you ain't got I got the dust pneumonia, pneumonia in my lungs. Got the dust pneumonia, pneumonia in my lungs. I'm gonna sing that dust pneumonia song. I went to the doctor. The doctor said my son. Went to the doctor. The doctor said my son. Got that dust pneumonia, and you ain't got long, not long. Ought to be some yodeling in this song. There ought to be some yodeling in this song. But I can't yodel for the rattling in my lungs. My gal fainted in the rain. Down in Texas, my gal fainted in the rain. Had to throw a bucket of dirt in her face just to bring her around again.